MBARC, which is the sustainability student group on campus, SFPIRG, which is the public research group, and the diversity and neurodivergent student network, as well as the FNMISA, the First Nations Inuit, Métis, and Indigenous Students Association. It's a lot of letters, that one. Anyways, we're all down here and doing great things for students on campus. So come and visit, check us out, ask questions, come and just, you know, take a look at our space and see our gigantic music collection, because it's something to feast your eyes on. And something that, you know, in this day of digital music, to see such a big physical collection is really something that we take our, you know, we take pride in. Also, it's a resource that, you know, we hold for the community. So that's pretty cool. All right. Back to the music. We've got Joseph DeCosimo, who plays rare fiddle and banjo tunes and sings songs from the Appalachian South. This one featuring Alice Girard, called Apple Brandy, to start this set on Roots and Berries.
Think of me, little dog.
That's a track called Sweet Nell from Noah Fishman and Baron Collins Hill. And that album has the most beautiful painting. Well, maybe not the most beautiful painting, but it's a beautiful painting as the cover art of this harbor. And so the water is this tealy, purpley, deep bluey green color, and this very peaceful couple of sailboats just off in the distance. There is something that's very tranquil about the cover art, and I don't know, something about the album itself that just is, it sort of sweeps you away into another world of twinkly mandolin. We also heard Baron Collins Hill before that, solo from his album Old Time Mandolin, and a track called Cider, and that followed up Joseph DeCosimo and Alice Gerard singing together Apple Brandy from the album While You Were Slumbering. You are listening to Roots and Berries here with me, your host, Robin. I am on for just another 15-ish minutes before I trade the microphone. For you to listen to Connor, our music coordinator, bring you a show called Department Uno. And Department Uno is a weekly offering of sort of new and notables from the music department here at CJSF. It's a show that always introduces me to new things, new sounds, new bands. Music that not only Connor, but folks who are reviewing music for us in the music department, volunteers in work studies, also think are kind of notable, and you know that you should maybe perk your ears to. It covers all genres, from you know electronic to hip hop to world music to just straight ahead rock and roll and some punky sounds. So you never know what you're going to get. It's always a great offering up. And that's from 1 to 2 today, as it is on all Fridays. I've got a few songs left in my pocket here to play for you. And this next one comes from Glasgow duo, Jen and Laura Beth. It is a track from their album Bound, and it is called Shine, here on Roots and Berries, CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio, from Simon Fraser University, Burnaby Mountain.
It's a coming day. Lean your head out at the window. Listen to what your true lovers say.
For listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.
What's the most colorful bird in the U.S.? The scarlet tanager? Maybe the painted bunting? Well, consider one more lustrous candidate, the purple gallinule. The purple gallinule's feathers are so iridescent that they might not seem real. The head, neck, and underparts are purple. Colors shade down the back from purple to indigo to azure to golden green. The forehead is blue, beak red, and legs yellow. Catching the sun, the entire bird shimmers. Despite its bold style, a purple gallinule can be hard to spot. The colors create excellent camouflage among the greens, blues, and floral highlights of a marsh. With lightweight bodies and extremely long toes, gallinules stride deftly atop water lilies and other vegetation, snatching up snails, insects, and plants of many kinds. The purple gallinule might sound impractical with its big feet and vivid colors, but find one in a marsh, and all the parts of this bizarre bird will suddenly make sense.